Let's talk to. I want to tell you about something I think that you would enjoy getting or giving. But before we do that, it says that Colonel Smith from the Salvation Army is on line eight. Colonel, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. Thanks for taking the call.
Colonel Smith, I don't see your first name. What's your first name, sir?
Charles.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Give me 60 seconds of your time. I'm sorry to hear that the Salvation Army lost a couple of kettles. Somebody ripped them off over the weekend. Does that happen about every year? Is that par for the course?
Well, it doesn't happen in every city, but usually there's a somewhere in the United States there's a kettle that's taken or from its site.
How did this one go?
Well, actually, this one is quite unique in the fact that both days, Tuesday of last week and Friday of last week, they were stolen both from the Neiman Marcus store down on Michigan Avenue.
Somebody just runs up, grabs it?
Well, they took the whole stand
Wow.
because the kettles are locked on to the stands. They just picked up the stand and walked down Michigan Avenue with the stand.
Those things are heavy, too. Well,
Well, they are, yes.
the bell ringer wasn't there at the time, at that instant?
Yeah, the bell ringer had actually stepped in for a necessity break, and in that time, the video cameras at Neiman Marcus show the person walking up, grabbing the stand, and walking away.
Well, you get the feeling they were casing the thing, huh? Just waiting for the person to go take a pee, and then off they go, huh?
I believe that's the case. Neiman Marcus has graciously allowed our bell ringers now to put the kettles inside during their breaks, so it's a little more protected. But yeah, unfortunately, this has happened twice in the same location.
Have they caught the person? Are they going to catch the person?
Well, I know that the police department's been informed, and they're working with us and looking at the videotape. It's been passed on to the police department, but no one's been apprehended yet.
Maybe $1,000, huh?
Yes, between the actual cost of the kettle, the stand, as well as the donations inside, we're looking at a loss of about $1,000 from that. The thing that continues to concern me even more is someone then, since they have the stand and the sign and the kettle, just setting up shop someplace else.
Oh, yeah, right,
And
sure.
so every site that we have, we've gotten permission granted to us. So if someone sees someone with a kettle stand in a place it shouldn't be, we'd ask them to continue to call us at 773-725-1100.
725-1100 and say, hey, I'm not so sure this is the real deal here, huh?
Right.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's make up that and then some, gang. If you go to WGN Radio's, well, if you go to my Facebook page, I'm King John on Facebook, you can make a donation there. We've got a virtual kettle. We're trying to get to our $10,000 goal. The new goal is $11,000 for the John Williams virtual kettle, sir. And we're going to do a big push on Wednesday's show as well, so more about that later.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate your support of the Salvation Army.
Keep doing all the good that you do, Charles. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day and Merry Christmas.
My best to the men and women at the Salvation Army.